talking head, I guess. I mean, after all, when it all comes down to it, at the end of the day, we are a bunch of souls in a world. That we enter and leave. And here we play out our roles in the drama. Some like to collect power. Building powerful machines or weapons or bodies. Probing into the secrets of this universe, the elements of nature. To extract that power from them. And conquer and rule or defend and protect. And some they seek knowledge. Maybe also to get things for themselves or to guide and help others. Help making and keeping this world a nice, happy place. Others collecting and gathering money and riches but most of us just wanting to live a peaceful life and do a good job. Earn their livelihood somehow. Anyway, so when we see the power players and the super rich And maybe that's what they want. We might fear them, envy them, be mystified or impressed by them. And when, as they seem to have done now, they become too big, too powerful, we can only hope that they will listen one day to the wise ones who have real knowledge. Or it may seem, we may fear that they will destroy this whole world, or at least us, and cause us suffering or make us into slaves. In their mad power game, profit game. Some are afraid and say, don't hurt me, please, I will be yours. I will do what you want, what you tell me, I'll believe in what you tell me. But we shouldn't be afraid, because we are actually all the same. Just raising and falling, climbing and sliding between these positions, these roles. One day on top, next day down there in the mud. Man proposes, God disposes, and we are not that big after all. Above us are formidable forces of nature and destiny, and God, believe it or not, you foolish humans who think that you are some gods here. And these big, impressive, power, profit people, they are ultimately as insecure or even more than you. As bewildered, although even more unable and unwilling to admit it and even see it, because they are and they have blinded themselves behind their powers and their profits. That give them the illusion of being invincible and great. But we all know, and we just need to step up high in a building. A bit in the sky, and we can see it clearly. We're not even like ants. We're like germs. Or maybe viruses on Mother Earth. And if she won, they decide to just wash us off, clean herself up, then we are all gone, big or small. This is getting a bit real perspective of what's going on here. So you, yes you, don't worry. Life goes on. It went on before this, it will continue going on after this. Trust me, be sure of that. But also remember, as you play the game, so the game will play with you. You want to be the biggest, strongest, and conquer the others. Others will want to conquer you. Who may be bigger and stronger, because there's always someone bigger and stronger. You want to take everything from everyone else and own it more than anyone. Being the biggest. You will be envied, and someone smarter than you. One day take it from you. But being wise and kind and satisfied with what you need, you can live happy. And help others do so, too, forever and ever. Trust me on that.